Okay, can we move on? We're over time quite a bit on this, and even after the extension.
Yeah, I'd like to ask one more question, if it's possible.
Any objections? Okay, go ahead, John.
It has come to our attention that the LES is going to be leaving to move out of the country on November 1st. And with all these deadlines being moved up, are you making contingency plans if that happens? And did this come up in your interview with the KPFK LES? Thank you.
I mean, he has another job lined up, but it doesn't mean that he can't move that if he's offered more employment here. I mean, his contract ends, you know, so obviously he needs to have employment in place once his contract ends, you know. So I don't see.
Renee, what... he said he's moving out of the country and he's not going to be around to complete the job. That's what he told various people at KPFK. He's moving out of the country come November 1st.
Well, if that happens, then I'll have to come down there and do the job myself.
Did that come up in the interview, and wasn't that a concern of yours?
I'm not going to go on with addressing that question because...
Well, of course not. Thank you.
Okay, let's go on if we can to what I hope will be helpful to our LESs and our NES, the next item on the agenda. Which is a report from each station area, RE elections, and I'd suggested to please have specifics on any problems or other items needing attention and what needs to be done about them. Now, we already talked about some of that, and so I hope Ken's got all that stuff in his usually excellent minutes. But I suggest, why don't we go any order you want, whoever wants to go first. Why don't we try to limit it to 5 minutes per station initially so we have time to cover all of them, and then we can come back and discuss more. And so again, I suggest you try to be specific instead of just saying, well, don't know what's wrong. Let's say, you know, carts aren't being played or whatever the issues are, so we can see what's going on at each station that needs attention. So who wants to go first?
Bill, it's Pete Tucker at WPSW. I just wanted to say that I joined the conversation.
Okay. Thanks, Pete. Did you want to go first on this item? Talk about WPFW?
No, I was just saying that I joined the conversation.
I'll take it on, Bill.
Campbell? Okay.
Okay. Relating to a concern that Renee had raised with regard to the playing of the carts, I think that we need to be sure that our LES is aware that, you know, how frequently they're being played and perhaps the opportunity to play them some more. And additionally, we'd like to have this done in Spanish because we've had Spanish-speaking board members previously, not this last time around, but, you know, and the question had been raised to me about Spanish-speaking board members this time, so I would like to have that added to it. I think that we have a concern about the membership list, and in fact, you know, we had a problem with that last year, and people getting ballots and getting thank yous for memberships that were paid rather closely towards the end. The last question, concern, or whatever, is in regard to the signing parties and the notification of signing parties. That I think would be very important too. There was the only one I heard on the air, and I haven't had the luxury to listen, you know, as consistently as I would like to. But the only one I heard on the air was for the night for the June 30th.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay.
Anything quick you want to say, Renee, or I'll just let the other people
know? So just very, very quickly, so with respect to, I'll make sure that Stacy, I'll find out specifically how she's, with what frequency she's checking the carts, and definitely with respect to the Spanish carts, that'll be very easy to offer for rotation. Now, I want to touch on that point about that you just brought up with respect to people paying at the very last minute and not getting their ballot. This is not only an issue at WPFW, this is an issue everywhere. And so my idea was that, you know, we have the final quote-unquote list given to us by tomorrow, actually, and that in 2 weeks' time, I will follow up with all of the database managers to make sure that, you know, because the thing is, you know, somebody could pledge and be invoiced, you know, pledge before June 30th and be invoiced and not pay, not be able to pay immediately, or it their payment takes some time to process, and they won't get on that list. So I will follow up and make sure that to capture those people, and that will be a nationwide effort.
Yeah, Renee, I understand that, but I'm talking about instances where I've taken cash into the station, and where people have, you know, put down their credit card information. So it wasn't about, you know, a pledge being separated from the actual payment.
Right. But sometimes, you know, even credit card, like, or a check, it'll take processing time. But if what you're saying is, you know, I mean, that's an issue that'll be very hard for us to rectify, because if we have no, I mean, how would we find that out? I mean, I'm open to your suggestions with respect to how we can make sure that these people who paid in cash, who should be in the MEMSIS system, but for some reason or another didn't get in. I mean, I don't know.
And I gave it to the LES in our hand.
Right.
You know. Okay.
By the way, just a suggestion, not just for Campbell, anybody, but these are the kind of things that are really good to put in writing in an email and send to
definitely.
Renee. Or to the whole elections group if you want discussion from the elections people in the elections group.
Okay, Sean for the stack.
Okay, well, let me say, anybody else from WPFW want to add any areas of concern or questions?
I don't have any at this point.
I don't have any at this point. Thanks, Bill.
All right, thanks. Okay, so, Sean, you wanted to go next? Talk about the KPFK?
Yeah, you know, we're having real problems in that there's such a small number of candidates, and all the official candidates are all the usual suspects of a certain faction, and I think the problem is due to the lack of clear and concise carts that give out just the general information of the elections. There was an attempt at poetry with our carts, but it appears that that confused or turned off more people than it informed. And I'm just wondering, are we going to fix that problem and put out just carts with clear and concise information by people that don't have any political stance one way or the other? I'm again referring to Mr. Jamal's carts and Ms. Downs' carts, and because we've got a real problem here. People are just not turning out. We have eight listener candidates and two staff candidates. It's a dismal turnout, dismal, particularly in comparison to last year where we had dozens and dozens and dozens of candidates. Thank you. I await your answer.
Well, just with respect to the carts, they're produced, they're ready, they're there in
yes, but they need to be played, Renee. That's the thing. You can have them all up on the internet, and they're not being played. The word is not getting out, and we know that by just looking at all the official candidates thus far.
But that's what
it's
I'm trying.
It's an insider's game right now. If you look up all those names, Renee, it's
okay,
all
let Renee answer, please.
That's what I've been trying to bring up. You know, that the thing is, you're not going to resolve getting, you know, people aren't just going to pop out, you know, just because they heard a good cart on the air. You know, this is a process to recruit somebody to fill these positions is a long-term process. And
last year we did it, and we did it within the time allotted for the elections, and we had dozens of candidates because every show was mandated to put out a tutorial. So please do not tell me, please do not tell me that this doesn't work or you can't do it.
I'm not saying that
you can do it.
Point of order, can we let the response come before we get the attack?
Okay,
well, is anybody else allowed to be on the stack?
I'm tired of hearing that it can't be done when we have done
Sean,
it before. Thank you.
I'd also Mr. like Chairman, to let the other people from your station talk, too. So.
Mr.
Please,
Chairman, are other stations
to.
Allowed to be heard as well?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I'm just I suggest initially we do like 5 minutes per station.
So we're only
going to
hear from California. The rest of the country, we're not going to be heard from.
Well, we're KPFK right now. We started at WPFW, but we have about we've done 3 minutes on KPFK.
Well,
so
I've heard
far.
Sean 5 times. Now, when's the rest of it?
No, you haven't. That is a
okay.
That
let's
is gross
listen, everybody.
And I resent it, Mr. Chair. Thank
okay,
you.
Let's just.
This is not
okay,
the
time. Let me
on
ask.
My time. Mr. Chair, you should inform them I was speaking on my time, not theirs. Thank you.
I know. All right. So we have about a little less than 2 minutes for KPFK right now. Ken or Fred, you want to say anything?
I would say something, Ken. Renee, on checking the website, it's been a little bit difficult to get to the candidate statements, and that is the key thing for the voters. I would hope prior to the voters making their choices, you accelerate the number of clicks, you know, minimize the number of clicks to
definitely,
get to the candidate
yeah.
statements.
Yeah, I mean,
and
right
now,
it's
guesswork. Sort of like, where yeah. should I look for the candidate statements? And you got to kind
right,
of...
Right, right. No, definitely.
Somebody has to tell you where
there.
To go.
There, but because they're not complete, I mean, they're right there, pretty evident. They're in a couple
clicks.
Of locations.
Currently on the website, I couldn't find them until somebody told me, go here, there.
Well,
you
no, they're
station,
right.
Then you got to go here to the application, and then you got to go...
Can I answer you?
Yeah, go
We're
ahead.
In the nomination phase right now. The candidate profiles are nowhere near complete.
Yeah.
And if you go to the page... They're in three locations, actually. If you go right on the front page, they're on the right-hand side, and it should be very clear. And they're also, if you look, choose your station, they're also located right there in choose your station. And I believe I also put a link in the frequently asked questions, and if it's not there yet, it will be. But to answer your question, yes, of course, once we've finished with the nomination phase and the nomination information isn't what takes precedent, isn't like the most important thing, then what will be right up front and center will be the candidate profiles, of course.
Okay, and then the only other thing is, as was discussed earlier, if you could get people making carts from non-political backgrounds, maybe Gary Null or a health and spirituality person or music person.
You know, we would actually, that's actually something that we could really use other folks' help on. So if you have people who want to produce carts, you know, we need help producing. So, you know, that we're you know, we'll receive the work with open arms. We have scripts and everything. So it's not a matter of not being open to that. So if you have some people who are willing to produce some parts, I will make them available everywhere, actually. I can edit them and personalize them for you.
Okay.
Okay, we're past 5 minutes for KPFK. Once we go all the way around, we can go back through again if we have time. Okay, another station. Who wants to go next?
Oh, come on. Who was that guy on the East Coast that was complaining? Now's your chance.
I don't know. We haven't heard from KPFA, WBAI, or KPFT. Any from those stations want to say anything about how things are going? Well, I'll just say something about KPFT. Just briefly, we've... several of us who are on the board now but not running for re-election, and a few... previous board members who really aren't affiliated with a faction, I don't believe, have talked to our LES to try to help her get up to speed, and several of us have recorded carts and also volunteered to be for live tutorials, interviews, which were pretty well received by the programmers, because it's easy for them just to, you know, line up a, you know, an interview, and rather than having to record something on the election. So I think that seemed to work pretty well. Melinda or Wesley, you want to say anything about KPFT?
Well, I'd like to bring up an old subject again and see how it applies this year. Our past national election supervisor told us at least three times that he was going to post the scanned ballots so that we could view them. Well, it never did. Never did come. And we paid him off, but we didn't get our money's worth. And I certainly hope that that this cycle we will get our scanned ballots, and or else we withhold a last payment. Is this just a point of information here? Have we done that?
Thank you, Wesley.
I actually uploaded all of the 2,000 images. And I'm currently trying to figure out how to make them available through the website. Right now, all of the KPFA images are available. It's a lot of information, so it took a couple of days to upload it to the server. But I actually have all those. I have all those images, and they are physically on the server right now. It's just I have to put in links to make them available.
Okay. Thank you.
Just to let you know that they will be up. Hopefully, I can do that this week.
Linda?
Yes, along those lines, one thing that might be noted with STV vote counting, going through all the ballots is not as easily understood as the reports that go along with the STV. Basically, it will tell you which round that a person was declared or are eliminated. And, I mean, I still have reports that go back years on my computer. And it makes it a lot easier because that way you can see where the threshold was met and where they,
right.
You know, transferred the votes over and the whole nine yards. So actually, Wesley, if you really want a better understanding of how the votes were done, that report is really even a lot easier to understand than that.
Thank you, okay. Melinda, but I'm talking about the scanned copy of the ballot from last year.
I understand.
Last election cycle.
But all of the STV vote counts, that's really the heart of the matter of the vote count, is the way when you met the threshold, when they were declared, and when they were eliminated. And
right.
There's a report that comes out every time.
Just a suggestion. This is kind of something we need to do, but... I'm not sure that's a current problem or something, but I think Renee made a note of that. So
they had problems with write-ins, and they don't have they can't even view what they're doing. So that's my concern.
Okay,
right.
So
they also had bad lists,
right? Yeah, just to let you know, I also have all of the round by round. I have all of that information, and right, you know, it's just a matter of me having time to organize it. So I do want to do that and want to do it sooner than later. So I'm saying like this week is. I actually wanted to get it up like 3 weeks ago, but just time. That's all.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, well, I guess we've had about 5 minutes on KPFT. KPFA or WBAI, anybody want to talk about how things are going at your station?
This is Manage.
Yeah, Manage, go
Hello?
Ahead. Yeah, go ahead. Tell us about WBAI.
Yes, I have a concern and actually a question from Renee, possibly. I am concerned about the situation that our LDS is getting into. And at our last meeting, LSB meeting, actually I asked a question about how much she's aware of the problems that we have had in the past year. And because I'm concerned about her, I think that she has come to a situation that she may not know how much involves in getting her work done. And be successful at it. And for that, she suggested that she's going to have a meeting the week after on the LSB. And I actually, despite the fact that I travel about an hour and a half to get to Manhattan, I went there to be there, but the meeting was canceled. So I don't really know what's going on and how much help she needs, because I think we can get people to help her. unless she is willing or able to ask for it and set them up. I don't know what, I would like to know, and I haven't, because of my ailment, I haven't been able to keep up with this, but I haven't heard any, and she never called me to let me know that she knows that I was interested in what happened,
right.
And if she's going to the meeting. So I would like to know, because I would like very much this election to go well, and I don't want us to be in a situation that we would be all unhappy and wouldn't serve the purpose that it needs to serve.
Right, right. Well, I know for that meeting, she actually had to, she had an emergency, and it wasn't, you know, when it's an emergency, you can't really plan for it, obviously. So that's what happened. But with respect to developing, reaching out and for help, I know that Nicole wants and needs help, and I'm surprised she didn't follow up with you. I know that her situation right now, she's getting her office, still office, getting her office together. She was moved a few different times. But right now, I think things are like night and day difference with respect to when she began. She's getting a lot of support with respect to making sure things are on air. And then she held a marathon, petition signing slash final day slash party at the station, I know, till midnight on the 30th, and that was very, very successful. And management even stayed till midnight to help her out and and oversee the work of volunteers so that volunteers could meet, their membership requirements at the very last minute. So I know she's getting more support now than she was when you met. I don't know if you've met her yet, but that moment in time that you're referring to was prior to the recent changes, which have improved the situation. And also, the thing is, that was during the fund drive and still a lot of attention being drawn away from the election by the fund drive. Now I think that it's looking, a lot better at WBAI, I think it's looking very good, actually, compared to the situation that we were in at the beginning of the election. But I will ask her I'll ask her why she hasn't followed up. Maybe she just forgot one to follow up with one person.
I do not look at this as a personal thing. I'm raising it that, as a concern, my concern about her and about
right.
her ability to work. And because if she, and actually at the time it was, LSB was 3 weeks ago, and then the meeting was 2 weeks ago. And actually I told her that after I asked the question, I went to her and I said, I really would like to help you and I would like to talk with you before you go tonight, so maybe we can say something that I can help you in whatever
right.
way I help the process. So my concern is about the well-being of this election. It's
right.
nothing personal, and nothing about my involvement with BAI is personal to me. It's all about what is good for the BAI. And if she's doing well, I'm so happy that she's doing it. Hopefully we can have a very good election.
I'll still follow up with her just to see where she's at. But we just spoke today, and the only thing that she needs right now is her office space to be finished. So, but besides that, she has a lot of support. She's gotten a lot of support. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you. Okay. Anything else from WBAI? We've already talked about 5 minutes about this. Okay. Alex isn't on the call, but Russell is.
Hello. Yes, I am.
Okay. Do you have anything else to add or ask for now?
Am I muted or can you hear me?
No, you're okay. I can hear you.
No. I think Renee is doing a
okay.
Nicole is doing a great job as well. I don't have anything to add to that thought right now.
Okay. All right. KPFA.
Yeah, Anthony here. Apparently I'm the only one here this evening from KPFA. I can't pretend to have a comprehensive overview of the election process at my station because I'm not able to spend as much time there as I would like, you know, between the day job and what have you. But I can say that our LES is well ensconced and seems to be very conscientious about trying to get acquainted with staff. She, in fact, came to a LSB meeting that we held outside the usual haunts and which many LSB members did not attend. And she's also scheduled multiple meetings with staff to try to get them informed on what they need to do and how to run for the LSB. So the only complaint I heard was from a Lister candidate who came around on the evening of the 30th with his paperwork in hand, and apparently he arrived at an hour when she wasn't there, although I assume she came back later in the evening to be there at the deadline, but he was complaining that she wasn't there at 8:30 p.m. or whenever it was. But aside from that, I've had a very favorable impression.
Okay, nothing special to report?
That's about some of it from what I've been able to see. I'm distressed to learn that the card playing is not been what it should be.
Todd, are we done?
So cards are not being played adequately?
Well, that's what I'm hearing from Renee.
Well, it's cards and tutorials. It's just air time, period. Mm-hmm. Anything to do with air time.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Okay. All right, well, so we've gone through all the stations, I believe, right? Anybody else from any of the stations want to add anything?
I'd like to make a motion. Ken Aaron?
Yes. Ken?
I want to make a motion that the PNB Election Committee recommend extension of memberships through the nomination period. And we don't have to discuss it. We can just have a vote. We talked about it a lot. Just
okay.
The sense of the body is that we could afford to extend the memberships. It'll increase the candidates, and it'll increase our memberships.
Okay. Is there any objections to that?
I have a question.
Yes.
This is Brett. I wonder if we might ask the executive director to comment on the concern about the resulting robustness of our membership list, were we to extend?
So the only thing I can say is that at each station, you know, Memphis is handled internally, and we'll have to, and I will make it a point myself to be working with the GM and the membership database person to be sure that memberships get entered, because that's where we, you know, run into problems if we start checking lists. And we have to be sure that we allow enough time then in the process for lists to be adequately checked before they're sent out for mailing.
I guess if I could just make a comment of the third member from KPFK. My sense is that we've had a great deal of what should we call it, dissonance and contentiousness about staffing our election this year. I think resulted in maybe the absence of some of the card playing that did occur, at least in Los Angeles last year. I think at the same time, there's been a lot of recruitment from people, as I understand it, from various quarters for candidates. My anticipation would be that at this rate, there should be 15, 20 candidates. I think we've got 8 posted on the Pacifica website right now from KPFK. So I think it's a question at this point of realism. If the feeling of the election staff is that we cannot come up with meaningful and reliable lists, it's perhaps a lesson to us that next year we need to focus on the matter at hand rather than being quite so contentious as we have been. Thank you.
Fred, and we do need to also get started a little sooner, and we need to make sure that we aren't, or try to, one of the things that I'm planning to talk about in the manager's meeting coming up is scheduling fund drives so that they don't interfere with the elections, and that's not necessarily an easy thing to do, but that is a real problem when people are scrambling to try to make a fund drive, and they're also scrambling to try to get election carts into the cycle. The two aren't very compatible.
Thank you, Arlene. I think I would want to express appreciation for what has been done and have every expectation that next year it'll be done better. Thank you.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, Sean for the deck.
Okay, now we're discussing Ken's motion to recommend extending the member to that deadline. So,
I totally agree with that, and I just want it to be noted that the reason there was contention at KPFK was because there was genuine and real concern about the way the elections were being run and the vetting process used, the dysfunctional vetting process used to select our LES. So it wasn't just a bunch of people making noise. There are real, legitimate concerns, and I support Ken's motion in order to try to remedy that. Thank you.
Okay. Any other discussion on Ken's motion?
Yeah, Anthony here.
Actually, we can't call a question on a committee, but I hope we can be brief, though. Anthony?
Yeah, we seem to be forgetting that there were perhaps 20,000 people already subscribed at KPFA, and I assume of roughly the same number at KPFK. So I don't think that we can say that if there aren't enough candidates, it's because the membership deadline wasn't extended. I mean, the people who are already subscribed are theoretically the staunchest supporters of the station. So out of that population, if candidates aren't coming forward, the problem ought to be publicity, not the fact that the deadline wasn't extended.
Okay.
Ideally, I'd like to see the candidates come from the people who've been supporting the station for a long time. But I think we ought to defer to, at least in this case, to the judgment of the election supervisors who are doing the hands-on work in this matter.
Okay. So you're opposed to the motion?
Yeah, without further analysis.
Yeah. Okay. Any other discussion on Ken's motion?
Just Ken, to close off, because I think I'm allowed to speak last on my motion.
Okay.
It also acts as an incentive to get people to join. When we force the station to play the cards or do the tutorials, they can say and add into their presentation. And I encourage you to join if you're not a member now so that you can vote and you can run in this election. And that may get us more members. So I just think it's a more positive way to go about it. And
okay.
It has advantages. And I think
that's
the question. I know we can't call the vote, but I'd like to call the vote.
Yeah, can we go ahead and vote then? Everybody ready? Okay, go ahead
okay, here
and call
we go.
The vote for this.
No objections. They have this... The PNB Election Committee requested the NES extend memberships through the nomination period. And we understand what that means. Anthony Fest.
No.
Okay. Just one moment. I have to clear the chart here. Oh, I can't. No. All right, Sean O'Brien.
Yes.
Okay. Ken Aaron. Fred Klunder.
I'll vote no.
Bill Crozier.
Abstain.
Okay. Wesley Bethune.
No.
Okay. Campbell Johnson.
Yes.
Okay. Renee Bowser.
I really don't know. Let me pass or abstain right now.
Okay. And Russell Dale. Russell Dale.
Yeah. I'm saying...
Minaj.
Manage, no.
Okay, and it's sitting in the hands of Renee? Are you still there, Renee?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, it's your vote. You passed.
Okay.
This is to extend membership through the nomination period.
Currently, Ken.
And then we're going to have to delay the vote another 45 days? Is that it?
Not necessarily. The vote would be 45 days after the extension of the membership.
Okay, and did we include in this motion when to extend the membership to?
No, it's just to allow people to become members as long as the nomination period is open. Currently, it's open until July 19th.
Okay, I'll say yes then.
Okay, then the motion passed.
Can I, this is Pete Tucker, I abstain.
Okay, great, thank you, Pete. I didn't know you were there. All right, so it still stays passed. Okay, we had five yes, four no, two abstentions.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, thank you. So
what's the upshot of it? What happened?
This is just a recommendation to the, I guess, to the PNB and the NES.
That's right.
Mostly to the NES to...
But did it pass? I didn't get a vote.
Extend the right deadline for members.
Motion passed.
Renee, you spoke in favor of it before.
I know I spoke in favor, but I'm asking, did it pass or not?
Yes.
Yeah.
We didn't do a complete vote.
Pardon me. I just did a whole vote. We did the roll call.
No, I wasn't called.
Who was that? I'm sorry.
It's Melinda Eiley Doan.
I hadn't had you on the roll call as being present. I'm sorry.
I am present.
Did you vote on the previous issues?
No.
Sorry, this is okay.
Well, I heard her earlier. I don't know when she came on, but yeah.
Okay, so, all right, let's have you vote on this.
I'd say no.
Okay, and then we fail. Peter Tucker, do you want to reconsider the abstention?
No, didn't Bill Closure also abstained, right?
No, Bill Closure, yes, Bill Closure and you both abstained.
Yeah, I'll still abstain. Go ahead, Bill.
Mr. Chair, I object. The results were announced. If the member missed the vote, that's too bad.
No, she didn't. They overlooked her.
Excuse me. She has to let them know she was here. If she failed to do that, the Secretary...
Bill Crozier knew I was here because he called me by name.
Mr. Chair, the results were announced. The vote was final. Thank you.
Sean, her name wasn't called. So
I disagree with Sean. The woman's name wasn't called. I mean, come on.
No. Hey, listen, the way it goes, if Robert's Rules of Order, Counselor, and I wish you would read them, when the results are announced, the vote is final. And if a member fails to let the Secretary know that they are here, you can't hold the whole
body. The chair knew I was here.
Well, why are you saying it's her failure?
Secretary has to know.
Wait a minute. Hold everything. I may have made a mistake here. Let me just count this. 1, 2, 3, 4. No, it's 5 and 5. That means it's failed.
Well, I considered a point of order that Melinda raised that her name wasn't called, and so I concur with that it's valid to let her vote.
It happened after, Mr. Chair, it happened after the vote count.
Give it up.
And therefore, if a member misses the vote for whatever reason...
You want some cheese to go with the wine?
That's your point, Sean. Give it up.
Okay, are you feeling...
I don't need you yelling at me, Renee, because you know what? You don't know half the time what you're talking about.
We got your point, Sean. Give it up.
Sean, you can appeal a decision of the chair if you want.
Pardon me?
You can appeal the ruling of the chair.
I will appeal the ruling of the chair. You bet.
Okay.
You want to leave people out on the vote. Way to go.
Okay, so I ruled that we should let Melinda vote because her name was not called, and Sean objected because the...
Because he lost the vote.
The results were announced. And according to Robert's rules, if that's the case, then a person's not supposed to be able to change their vote. Okay, so...
I didn't change it.
Okay, right. That's why I ruled that you should go ahead and be allowed
to vote. They're not allowed to vote after, Mr. Chair. They're not allowed to vote after the results are announced for obvious common sense reasons.
Okay, so... Sean
has a point. That the member didn't say that she wasn't called until after the decision was announced.
Absolutely.
My name was mentioned
by my name. I was called by name by Wesley, who noted when I gave the information regarding vote count. Not
Wesley
only that,
is not the chair, nor does that
not
matter.
Only that, the chair also called me by name when I asked.
Doesn't matter.
Let her finish, for God's sake.
Okay, let.
See,
we can we vote on the decision to appeal. I mean, on the appeal to. Excuse me. Can we vote on appealing the decision of the chair?
Okay.
So a yes vote sustains my ruling that it was okay for Melinda to vote. A no vote is otherwise. Call the roll, Ken.
Okay, so yes supports the last vote and no challenges it. The yes supports Melinda Don voting, right?
Yes.
Okay. Anthony Fest.
Affirm the ruling of the chair.
Sean?
No.
Okay. Ken? No. Fred?
Affirm the ruling of the chair.
Okay. Bill?
Yes.
And Wesley? Okay, I'm skipping and I'm not going to call.
Excuse me, Mr. Chair. The chair, isn't it true the chair doesn't get to vote on this?
Why, okay, but let's go on.
I don't know. Okay, I'll take my name out of consideration. It's okay.
Okay. All right, so now Melinda?
Yes.
And Campbell?
Yes.
And Renee?
Yes.
And Peter?
Yes.
And Russell?
Yes.
And Manage?
Yes.
Manage, okay. So we that motion passed, the chair was... affirmed in his decision.
Happy to stand alone. You have made a travesty of our rules and our bylaws. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Just remember, this was just a recommendation, and Renee could do what she wants to anyway. Okay.
Nothing is not predictable.
Okay. We finished one round. I think
here,
everybody spoke that wanted.
Melinda, look in the mirror, okay?
Okay, I think we finished going on through all the different station areas. Everybody get to report on whatever you want to report on. Just a reminder, again, everybody is welcome and encouraged to email Renee Asteria or the whole elections committee, the Google group, with any concerns or suggestions you have for making the elections better. So you don't have to wait till the next election committee meeting. Okay, ready to move on to the next item of the agenda.
Aren't we now at the position where if your decision was affirmed that it's 5-5 and abstentions and for the vote?
Well, by a tie, it fails. If it's a tie, it fails.
Oh.
And it was a tie then with Melinda's vote included.
I don't know why. Getting this.
It was 5-5 and with two abstentions.
Hey, I am so sorry. When I went to vote, I turned the mute off only with my off button, and I had to recall. This is Bethune at KPFT.
Okay. All right. Well,
I turned myself off. Sorry.
Well, we voted on Ken's motion, and then there was an appeal of the decision of the chair. Did you hear that?
Yes. I was going to vote in favor of the chair's decision, but I messed up.
Okay. Well, anyway, the decision of the chair was sustained anyway. So, okay. Next item on the agenda is the proposal from the NES RE Elections Cost Savings Combination Paper and Electronic Voting. So, Renee, you want to give a brief summary? We're almost out of time, by the way. So,
sure.
A brief summary and refer people to the emails.
Right. Did everybody? Well, I can send it again. I'm not sitting in front of my computer right now, but there's that PDF document. That describes it, and basically, if I'm just going to, I'll just read these main points. There's a visual model on page 2, and a step-by-step description page 3. And basically, the one of the biggest strong points of implementing this year is saving money, and we know that given the situation. Nationwide, that comes as a blessing to be able to do that. And we're talking $50,000. That's a lot of money.
So anyhow, so just I just want to emphasize before I go into describing this at all that, you know, no matter what, you know, a model would be tested and would be made available to you and anybody who wants to be part of the pilot test before obviously putting it into practice. So this is still very much in a proposal phase. The model is being built right now. So, you know, this is still a proposal. I just want to emphasize that. It's nothing is being set in stone here. But the idea behind this, if you have that document in front of you, is that a 65,000, what I'm calling electronic ballots, would be sent out, and 15,000 would a traditional paper ballot with full candidate statement would be sent out, and this division would be based on the voting history of members. So those who voted would get by default the paper ballots package, and those who didn't vote would get the electronic ballot package, which would be STV instructions, electronic ballot instructions, and paper ballot request methods, which would include a multitude of methods, 1-800 number, fax, mailing address, etc. And so then, basically, the electronic ballots would have a PIN, and this PIN is equivalent to the ballot barcode on the paper ballot. So the idea is to have these two systems running simultaneously. The process of distribution, be it paper ballot or electronic ballot, would be all centralized. I would control the master list of what I'm calling live barcodes or PIN numbers. Basically, any ballot that is submitted would be tracked by a unique number, which is a PIN or AKA barcode. So we'd be able to keep track of any reissues, et cetera. I just want to emphasize that. So all that process would be centralized and I would be in charge of that. The local election supervisors wouldn't be giving out any new ballots until the very, very last week. Anyhow, I'm getting a little bit off topic here. So the point of discussing this method is the cost savings, as well as logistically we'd be able to prepare these 65,000 ahead of time and be able to extend the nomination phase as long as we needed to, because we'd only be preparing 15,000 of the traditional ballots. So anyhow, those are the two main I'd say advantages. And then I would even go so far to say that the electronic ballot, this complementary method, would allow our election overall to be more transparent. And so I don't want to get too much into the details, because I know we don't have very very much time. But I was fairly detailed with respect to the presentation, and I just want to say it is a proposal. So I would say it would be really great if everybody could, you know, read it, and then once everybody's read it, to discuss it after everybody's, you know, had a chance to actually sit with the document that we have in front of us here. So I think that I can just stop right there with respect to the proposal and leave it at allowing you to review it. It's just hard for me to be very concise because it's a little complicated to describe. So it's a little time.
John, please, Jack.
Okay.
Follow Diane.
Okay, let me suggest it is getting kind of late, so if you want to keep going, we can, but we probably should have a motion to continue. And I don't remind, we can discuss this by email on the Election Google group and include discussion by people that are not currently on the committee, too, that way.
I have to say that I actually, my last bus leaves in like 10 minutes, and I need to get there, so
okay.
Just to say, yeah.
Okay, well, this is archived. You can listen to it later, or hopefully you can look at the minutes, too. So,
Chair, I was just going to say that due to the late hour, I'm going to send over my questions on this proposal to the NES so that she has time to thoughtfully answer them. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Who else? Anthony, who wanted to speak?
Renee, do you need to leave immediately, or?
No, I still have time.
Okay.
Yeah.
I haven't studied this in detail, but two questions and then one question for the committee. Are these savings driven primarily by the saving, since everyone still has to be sent a piece of mail, are the monetary savings mainly the result of paying for a less bulky piece of mail?
No, actually, it has nothing to do with the, because it's a standard rate. The postage is actually the same. The savings are with respect to the just printing, because on one hand we have in a traditional ballot we're including a two-sided 8x14 piece of paper along with a 16-page. Candidate package,
mm-hmm.
and a return envelope, and all of those pieces as well. It adds, all of those pieces are what the cost difference is, like, because it's basically that whole package versus just sending a letter.
Sure.
So that's where the and also I just want to bring up that also I have really reduced the design, like the cost of the actual design of the ballots and the candidate packages, as opposed to last year's. So already, even if we were to go all paper, we'd have a huge, we'd still be saving a lot of money. So as compared to last year, but we can save even more if we do this combination method, which is still, we're still using paper. Obviously, everybody still is getting a physical notice in the mail. So.
But is there no savings in postage from just sending out a letter as opposed to a full package?
No savings. It's still $14,000 because it's standard nonprofit rate, which is 17. Well, it's actually 0.69. It's like 17 cents basically. And if it's under, I believe, 3 ounces. It's still that rate. Once it goes over 3 ounces, I believe it's 3 ounces, or maybe I it could be. I think it's five. It's either 3 or 5. I don't remember, but I know that last year the package that we sent out was a lot bigger and bulkier than the one we would send out this year, and that was still the standard rate. So it's flat rate. It can't go anything below that unless we send a postcard.
And another question: we all like the idea of cost savings, but we all are concerned about introducing a new. We're all concerned about introducing a new system with relatively little lead time. Have you considered the option of say trying this at one station, but more as a test run than as a matter for big savings this year, and then. Discovering what the practical problems might be, and then the better to employ it in 2012.
That's also it really depends on how well this goes in the next couple weeks. But I think that no matter what, it would be a good idea to try it out at least on a small scale. But I guess the thing about this combination method is that it's not removing the paper ballots. From the people still can use, if we have an issue with the system, you know, there still is a possibility to get a paper ballot. You know, it's not that, and also the default is still, for those who historically voted, is still paper ballot. And, I mean, I'm just assuming that we don't have a lot of change from one year to you know, from like last year to this year. I mean, it's an assumption, you know, but unless we have all of a sudden a huge voter turnout, and I would even say, you know, if this were to be successful, that we might increase voter turnout by making it very easy to vote online. Because, you know, if people wouldn't have to use their own stamp and send a letter in, you know, and they could vote, you know what I mean? So it could actually increase our voter turnout, too. But,
I remind the NES, the bus, it's your last bus.
Yeah, I know, it is my last.
I suggest we just continue this discussion by email with our Google group. It's a public group. Anybody listening to this can... you know, can post something if they want or read what's there. Just go to groups.google.com/group/PNB_elections. Or just do a Google search for Google Groups and then search there for PNB Elections. Or email me and I'll give you the link. So, thank you, Renee. Can we wrap up, everybody?
Okay.
We need to confirm the next meeting date. We had scheduled the Tuesday, August 10th for our next meeting. Is that still okay with everybody?
Point of information, that Anthony here.
Yes, Anthony.
I assume if we don't meet again until then and the election stays on schedule, it'll be too late for the committee to vote yay or nay on whether we like this e-voting plan.
When is the next meeting scheduled?
Well, the next scheduled one is going back to the second Tuesday of each month. We could schedule another meeting, and in the meantime, if you want, or we could wait and see how things go. We need to give at least a week's notice.
Yeah, I mean, if possible, just as soon as we have a model ready, you know, send it out to you or something. Send it out to people with instructions to try it, and then, given the results, maybe meet around those results. I don't know if that's possible.
Like a work group or a full meeting for the committee.
Whatever works. However many people want to participate, really. I mean,
Mr. Chair, Fred Klunder, if I can express an opinion.
Okay.
I think the issue of voting methods is something that we've all seen is of great importance. I'd certainly suggest that we do meet as a full committee, if at all possible, in advance of any decision, and so as to provide advice to presumably PNB. Listen to a lot of expertise in the group, not least from my colleague Mr. O'Brien on this issue. So I'd strongly recommend that we do indeed have a meeting before any decision is taken.
Okay. I'm just looking at the KPFTX calendar. The no meetings can be streamed or archived from the 12th through the 20th because of the in-person PNB meeting and preparations for that and travel. Thursday the 22nd is available. Friday the 23rd, the 24th, and 25th is available, and then several days starting the 30th of this month. Somebody want to make a suggestion? The next three Tuesdays are bad, though, for those of you who like Tuesdays, since this is a Tuesday.
Can I suggest something?
Sure.
I would venture for like the 25th or something. That's a Sunday?
Sunday. It's okay with me. Anybody object to that?
Anthony here, that's my news day, so I can't make that date. I'd propose the 22nd, Thursday.
Okay, Thursday the 22nd? Is that acceptable to everybody?
Okay.
Okay. Anybody have a conflict for Thursday, the July 22nd?
Not that we're aware of.
Okay.
Would
and
it
then
be
I'll,
at day 30 again?
What was that, Manishay?
Would it be at day 30 again?
Thursday, July 22nd for...
All right, thank you. I have to run.
Okay, thanks.
8:30, yeah.
So would at the same
yeah, 8:30 p.m. Eastern.
30.
And
okay.
Then I'll keep the next date on the calendar for August 10th. We can decide later if we want
to. There's no action items.
Okay, except I encourage everybody to please send your suggestions to Renee.
Yeah, review the material and present.
Aye.
Okay. Thank you, everybody. There
thank
are motion
you.
To adjourn.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
Good night. Good night.
Okay, I guess we're adjourned. Good night.
Night.